சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 102, பேஜ் நம்பர் 37.
உச்சுவாசனிஸ்வாசவிஜும்பணக்ஷோம் பிரஸ்யந்தனாத்யுத்கர்மணாதிகாக்ரியாஹ பிராணாதிகர்மாணி வதந்தி தஜ்ஞாஹ ப்ராணஸ்ய தர்மாவசனாபி பாஸே அந்தக்கரணமேதேஷு சக்ஷுராதிஷு வர்ஷ்மணி அஹமித்யபிமானேன திஷ்டத்யாபாஸ தேஜஸம். In this text, Viveka Chudamani, Shankaracharya explained a Kartavyata Prakaranam from first shloka onwards up to 73. What is the Kartavyam of a human being? What is to be done? Kartavyam means what? What is to be done by a human being? The topic dealt from first shloka onwards up to 73. Up to that, Shankaracharya explained what is the kartavyam of a human being. That we have seen. Kartavyam is what? Parama Purushartha Moksha. Moksha Prapti Eva Kartavyam. That is the duty of the human being. And from 74 to 267, there are three topics Shankaracharya deals here. From 74 to 267. 74 to 90th shloka, 90. அனாத்ம பிரகரணம். வாட் இஸ் அனாத்மா? சங்கராச்சாரியா எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் தட் ஆல்சோ வி ஹாவ் சீன். ஹவு ஃபார் வி ஹவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் வி டு நாட் நோ, பட் வி ஹாவ் சீன். ஸோ அனாத்ம பிரகரணம் ஃப்ரம் 91 டு 123. தட்ஸ் வாட் வி ஆர் சீயிங் நவ். 91 டு 123. Up to that, Panchakosha Prakaranam. Panchakosha Prakaranam. What are the Panchakoshas? Five layers of the human existence. Or you can call the Panchakoshas in a other name, Shariratraya Prakaranam also. Shariratrayam alone magnifies Panchakosha, it becomes. So, Shariratraya Prakaranam. From 124, fourth verse onwards, 124th verse onwards, up to 267, Tattvamasi Prakaranam. Mahavakya topic comes there. Tattvamasi Prakaranam. Now what Prakaranam we are seeing? Panchakosha Prakaranam we are seeing. In that Panchakosha Prakaranam also, we have completed Annamaya Kosha. And we have completed pranamaya kosha also. In the 102, that shloka, about prana, five pranas, Shankaracharya explained. In the 103, the shloka, he is talking about the sukshma sariram or manomaya kosha. This shloka we are seeing. What until now Shankaracharya said, the sthula shariram is not atma. Sthula shariram is anityaha. Atma is nityaha. Therefore, sthula shariram is a matter, jadavastu. Atma is chaitanyam, sentient. Therefore, this sthula shariram is not atma. Prana is also, five pranas are also jadam. By their nature, intrinsic nature is jadatvam, not sentient. That prana also is not permanent, anityam, whereas atma is nityam, chaitanya swarupam. Therefore, prana is not atma. Atma is different from prana. What is another principle? What is the logic behind here? Whatever I experience is different from me. So this law should be always in the mind. You know, sometimes we will get doubt. How this body is different from me? How prana is different from me? How can I say they are different from me? No? The law principle is, whatever I experience is different from me in the world. So the experiencer is different from the experienced object. Therefore, I am experiencing the body, even though my body, I say, I am body, I never say, my body only I say. Since I am experiencing the body, body is different from me. What is different from me is not me. So therefore, I am not physical body. This is the application. See, one hour teacher telling, for teacher it is okay. She understood. But for student also, it must be a fact. If it has to be a fact, then I have to analyze like this. What is the fact in this? Since I am experiencing the prana, apana prana, samana prana, udana prana, vyana prana, all five pranas I am experiencing. Therefore, prana is different from me. I, the experiencer, is not the prana. Prana belongs to me, but I am not the prana. This is the application. Then only the knowledge will soak into the inner core. Clear? This is what sharpening our own thinking pattern. Not just nodding the head. Now this is something, it makes sense to think. Yes, whatever I experience is different from me. Therefore, I am not the prana. See, now this is a fact, convinced fact. That is the real understanding of Vedanta. Okay? Now, in the 103, the sloka, Shankaracharya talking about sukshma stariram, antahkaranam. In this shloka, so this is the why teacher's job is the toughest. The teacher has to make the student understand what way the student can understand the method we have to implement. One teacher asked the student, what he asked, do we see the stars with a telescope or microscope? And the teacher asked the question. The student has to answer. The student says, we see the mega stars and super stars in bioscope. This student understood stars means film stars, mega stars, superstars. So the teacher is talking from one standpoint, the student is thinking from another standpoint. Adha maadhiri irukkakoodadhu. Puriyudha? Vedantic students indha maadhiri answer illa varakoodadhu namakku. So stars alla, from his standpoint it is right only, from student standpoint. So, when we are listening to Shastra, better to come out of our standpoint. We have to think about from the teacher's standpoint, Shastra's standpoint. Otherwise, there is a big gap, no? Communication gap. If that communication gap is there, suppose books will be over, finished. Nothing will enter here, no? So therefore my level standpoint also I have to keep in touch in the level of the Shastra and Guru. Not at a stretch, not at the first time we are not asking. At least after some time listening to Shastra, after some time you have to come to that level standpoint. Otherwise, it is a sound, just a sound. It is just a sound. So what the Guru is asking, what the teacher, the student answering in that. Puriyudha? So, in this shloka, what Shankaracharya says, this is a very technical shloka. From this shloka onwards, very, very technical words will come. So, Shankaracharya says, Antakaranam eteshu chakshuradishu varshmani. Chakshuradishu means eyes, etc. Chakshuhu adi. Pancha jnanendriyani. Eyes, ears, nose, taste, touch, all these things. Adi karmendriyani, prana also, whole sukshma shariram. Chakshuradi means, eteshu chakshuradi means, in these sense, jnana indriyani, karmendriyani, pancha pranaha, varshmani, in sukshthula shariram. So, sthula shariram is the golakam. Varshmani means in the body. In that body there are sense organs. This is a golakam. So sense organs are there, jnana indriyani, karma indriyani, pranadayaha. All this put together, antakaranam. Antakaranam. So manaha buddhihi, antakaranam has got particular name, whole antakaranam in its particular job. I told you, when it is thinking, it is mind. Antakaranam is a locus. When the thought, where the thought takes place? In the mind. Mind is the locus. When the thought comes, that time in this antakaranam is called mind, where the thought arises, mind. And discrimination, when it takes place, buddhi, we call it as buddhi, nischayam, decision, determination, when you are taking buddhi. Same when you are remembering certain things, same antakaranam is called as smriti. Then when you say, I think, I took decision, I remember, it comes ahankara. So they all put together, antakaranam. Antakaranam is a dravyam, a substance, dravyam. This is the basic substance. So ahankara means refers to a basic stuff, basic stuff or material. Stuff means what? Matter, material. The stuff can have four types of names. See, ego, one name. Manas, one name. Buddhi, one name. Smriti, one name. Clear? So the whole thing put together, antakaranam. So ahankara, dravyam, always it is there. The dravyam, the stuff is always there. Persistently it exists. But manas, buddhi, smriti, and all are different avaram according to its thoughts, differently. But the locus is same, always there. Every one of us, we are having that. So when we are listening to this subject is that Veda and that talking about exact my nature. So and the interest irukkanum. Ennamo buddhi manasella solran idella enakku puriyala annu nenikka koodadhu. This is very very important about my nature only is talking. That body, mind, that which, my nature means Ajnani. Ajnani has to understand, oh, Shastra is talking about my nature only, so that interest I have to create myself. These are all, even though we are using intellect, mind, all these things, these are all vague for us. In spite of we are using, but these terms and all, the function and all, it is vague for us. So I have to create interest, then only the vagueness will go away. Clear? So therefore, vritti alone is changing. Vritti alone is changing in the ahankara. I am there, but vritti's thoughts are all changing continuously, always changing. That's what in this shloka, aham iti abhimanena tishtati, abhasa tejasa. Abhasa tejasa means, abhasa means reflected consciousness. Abhasa means pratibimbam, reflection. Tejasa means with the illumination. Tejasa, by the illumination. Borrowed from Atma. Tejas borrowed by the Antakarana from the Atma. Abhasa tejasa, by the reflected consciousness. Katham tishthati Antakaranam, how it resides in the body. Aham iti abhimanena tishthati. Aham, I am abhimana, ego. I am so and so. I am male abhimana. I am female abhimana. This is my house abhimana. He is my son abhimana. Aham iti abhimanena. Once aham comes, that is not total. Aham comes, mama will come. Then only I am a complete person. Aham, mama, abhimana. So mama will not be there without aham. So you have to supply. Wherever aham is there, there is mama. There is mama. Mama is meaningless without aham. Mine is meaningless without mean. Clear? Mine, this is mine. When I am there only, this it is having relevance. Without me, there is no relevance for this. So, aham first comes, then mama comes. Is the abhimanam dane? This is abhimanam. So, aham iti abhimanena tishthati. How? Because of abhasa tejasa. Because of reflected consciousness. This mind has got a capacity to borrow the sentiency from Atma. Immediately, what example we have to come into our mind? Mirror. Sun. The original sun, the mirror, it borrows the reflection. All glasses cannot borrow that reflection. Only particular mirror that alone can borrow the light and illumines the world. Same way, this mind stuff, antakarana stuff, has got a capacity to borrow the sentiency and lend the sentiency to all sense organs, and those sense organs see the objects and get the knowledge. This is the process. Original sun, mirror, reflected sun, and the reflected sun reflects the dark room, and the dark room become illumines because of this mirror reflected sun. Mirror reflected sun, not original sun. Original sun is nothing doing there. Because of the medium, upadhi, conditioned. This is called condition. Upadhi means what? Conditioned. The sun who is conditioned in that mirror. Mirror is the upadhi. That sun, reflected sun, illumines the dark room. Not the direct sun, not original sun, only reflected sun. Once the illumination is there, things are known in the dark room. Clear? Dark room, you cannot see anything. In the dark room, the objects are there, things are there in the room. When can you see? When there is light. How the light will come? From the mirror. How the mirror can produce the light? By borrowing the original sun's light. This example is clear. அழகாக இருக்க சுவாமினி எக்ஸாம்பிள். அதே மாதிரி தான் இந்த பாடி அந்தக்கரணம் வந்து மிரர் மீடியம். இட் ஹேஸ் எ கெப்பாசிட்டி டு பாரோ த சென்சியன்சி ஃப்ரம் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். டோன்ட் திங்க் சன் மாதிரி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எங்கேயோ மேலே இருக்க மைண்டு போய் அப்படியே டேக்கிங் என்ன, அப்படி கிடையாது. ஆத்மா சர்வத்திர அஸ்தி, கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எவ்ரிவேர் இட் இஸ் தேர். Because this mind is able to take that sentience, so the Atma reflects in the Antahkarana mirror. Once it reflects in the Antahkarana mirror, this Antahkarana has got a capacity to illumine the sense organs. At that time only, I see. This Antahkarana says, I see through the eyes. These eyes all cannot be seen. It's like a dark room. Whole body is like a dark room. Whole world is like a dark room. Now these eyes are able to see because they have borrowed the sentience from the Antahkarana. That is called Chidabhasa. Chida reflected consciousness. Once they have borrowed sentience, what they do, eyes? Immediately they see the objects. Eyes are able to see the objects. Once I see the object, mike is evident. How mike is evident? Because eyes saw the mike. How eyes have seen the mike? Because eyes are become able to illumine the object. They borrowed the sentience from the reflected consciousness, Antahkarana. Antahkarana borrowed the consciousness from original. This is the process. சிக்ஷுராதிஷு வர்ஷ்மணி. ஒன்ஸ் ஐ நோ த மைக், ஐ ஆம் கம்ஸ், அபிமானா கம்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆபாச தேஜசா. ஐ ஸ்மெல், ஐ ஹியர், ஐ டேஸ்ட், ஐ ஃபீல், டச். ஒன்ஸ் த கரண்ட் ஹேஸ் கான், ஸ்வெட்டிங் ஓ ஸ்வெட்டிங். ஐ ஃபெல்ட் தட் ஸ்வெட்டிங். ஹவு How the skin felt that? Immediately started fanning. Every second of fanning we have started. Because skin felt there is no air. So it has got that knowledge. How it has got that knowledge? That knowledge it has got from the Antahkaranam. How Antahkaranam has got that knowledge from the consciousness? I'm so sweating, no current. I feel sweats, I sweats, you know, lot of sweating coming to me, that Abhimana. Aham Abhimana. That is what Shankaracharya says. Prayer there? So, Antahkaranam eteshu chakshuradishu varshmani ahamiti abhimanena tishthati tishthati abhasa tejasa tishthati abhasa tishthatyabhasa tejasa. This is borrowed from the Atma. I see, I taste, I hear, all this called Abhimana. So we have to remember that Chaitanyam alone is the cause for all this. Clear? Antahkarana also survives because of me, the Chaitanyam. Sense organs also can survive, function because of me, the consciousness. And even objects are also evident because of me, the consciousness. I, the consciousness, directly lends the sentience to the Antahkarana. Antahkarana lends the consciousness directly to the sense organs. Sense organs lends the consciousness to the objects. So I, the consciousness, indirectly giving the sentience to a whole creation. Indirectly means through the mind, through the sense organs, through the body, and goes to the world. Then you say, world, trees, houses, everything is. How you are able to say? Because of I, the consciousness, everything is able to existence. Therefore, objects by itself themselves are jadam. Sense organs by themselves are jadam, inert. Mind by itself is jadam, inert. Buddhi by itself is jadam, inert. The whole antakarana by itself is inert. Body by itself is inert. All of them are happily surviving because of me, the consciousness. And the next shloka.
Ahankarasya vigneyaha. Karta bhokta bhimanyayam. Sattvadi guna yogena. Chavastatrayamashnute.
So, mind becomes the abhasa tejas, tejaha, reflected consciousness. In the mind stuff alone, aham vritti arise. Aham vritti means I thought. Vritti means thought. I thought will arise. Aham vritti, idam vritti. Once aham vritti comes, later all other vrittis will come. This is idam vritti. This is idam vritti. Without aham, without I thought, this thought will come? No. So therefore, I thought is self-referring thought. I thought. Aham vritti is self-referring thought. Capital S, self-referring, I am, that thought. Idam vritti is non-self-referring thought. That also a thought only. But non-self-referring, there is no question of self here. The self-referring thought leads to non-self-referring thought. Aham vritti, idam vritti. So therefore, mind, what we say, mind is not a flow of thought, mind is the locus of the thought, golakam. Eppadi in the eye vision, sense organ irukliyo, jnana, chakshur indriyam, and the indriyam, this eye is the golakam. So hearing, that srotra indriyam, ear is the golakam. Golakam anna place. Similarly, for the thought, mind is the golakam, a locus. There only thought will arise, not everywhere. Only in the mind only it will arise. Therefore, here Shankaracharya says, that antakarana, saha vigneyaha, saha means, that antakarana alone, vigneyaha, to be known as vigneyaha, to be known as what? Ahankaraha, as ahankara, as ego. Saha, that means above said shloka antakarana, I have explained that antakarana alone should be known as ahankaraha. That is the first quarter. Ahankaraha saha vigneha. Saha antakarana ahankaraha iti vigneha. That antakarana alone should be known as ahankara, ego. Now, what is ahankara? Antakarana is called ahankara. Where the aham vritti, idam vritti arise. Clear? What it does next, once that ahankara comes, I am ahankara, this ahankara, what type of ahankara?
Karta Bhokta Abhimani. This ahankara, what type of ahankara? I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. That abhimanam. Karta Bhokta.
So that ahankara is,
I am means this ahankara. This means in this shloka I am telling, this ahankara. Saha means that antakkarana, previous shloka, what I have said, that is ahankara.
This ahankara is kartrutva bhoktrutva
abhimani. I am the doer,
I am the enjoyer.
Once you are drinking nice cool drink, I am the enjoyer. If you prepare the cool drink at home, nice lemon juice, I am the performer, I am the doer. Abhimanam irukka illaya?
எப்படி இருக்க?
How nicely I did. என்ன அபிமானமா பாருங்க.
என்ஜாய் பண்ணும்போது அபிமானம் தான்.
வைல் டூயிங் ஆல்சோ அபிமானம் இஸ் தேர்.
நான் பண்ணேன், ஐ ஹாவ் டன் இட்,
தட் அபிமானம். ஸோ கர்த்தா போக்தா அபிமானி ஐயம். அண்ட் கர்த்தா ஆஸ் டூயர், போக்தா ஆஸ் என்ஜாயர், அபிமானி பவதி பவதி பவதி. யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை. இட் பிகம்ஸ் த doer and enjoyer, becomes as the doer, enjoyer, abhimani bhavati. Abhimanam means here naan, another abhimanam. Naan, I did, I enjoyed, I will enjoy, I enjoyed. Otherwise, either past I have enjoyed, or otherwise I am enjoying, or I am going to enjoy. I did, I am doing, I will do that. This will be there all the time. These are all the gunas. Sattvadi guna yogena. Sattvadi guna yogena means, yogena means association. This abhimana, this kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, why they come? What is the reason? I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. How they come? What is the reason? Shastra, Shankaracharya says, guna samyogena. Because of the association of a guna. Because of the association of the guna. What guna? Sattvadi, sattva guna, etc. எக்ஸெட்ரா மீன்ஸ் ரஜோகுண தமோகுண. அவஸ்தாத்ரயம் அஷ்ணுதே. அவஸ்தாத்ரயம் மீன்ஸ் ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா, ஸ்வப்ன அவஸ்தா, சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தா. இ த்ரீ அவஸ்தாஸ் அஷ்ணுதே மீன்ஸ் அட்டைன்ஸ், கெட்ஸ். திஸ் அஹங்காரா கெட்ஸ் த ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா ஸ்டேட்டஸ். சேம் அஹங்காரா கெட்ஸ் த ஸ்வப்ன அவஸ்தா ஸ்டேட்டஸ். Same ahankara gets the status of sushupti avastha. Three avasthas. Why these three avasthas? Because of the association with the three gunas. Which guna associated with which avastha? Tamo guna association, when it is there for me, I say I am sushuptaha. Sushupti. Because of the association with the tamo guna, sushupti avastha. Who gets this ahankara? This ahankara gets the sushupti avastha because of association with the tamoguna. The same ahankara gets swapna avastha because of the association of sattva guna. Same ahankara gets the swapna avastha because of the association of sattva guna. Same ahankara gets the ஜாகிரதவஸ்தா ஸ்டேட்டஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி அசோசியேஷன் ஆஃப் ரஜோகுண. அத சத்வாதி குண சம்யோகேன. திஸ் இஸ் த அனாலிசிஸ் அபவுட் ஒன்ஸ் நேச்சர். இதுதான் படிக்கணும்னா நவ் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹவு ஐ ஆம் கெட்டிங் த்ரீ அவஸ்தாஸ் இன் ஹுச்சி அவஸ்தா ஹுச்சி குணா இஸ் டாமினேட்டிங். நவ் இட் இஸ் கிளியர். சத்வாதி குண சம்யோகேன ச அவஸ்தாத்ரயம் அஷ்ணுதே. இப்போ என்ன அவஸ்தில் இருக்கும்? ரஜோகுண சம்யோகேன ஜாகிரதவஸ்தாயாம் அஸ்மி. Because of the association of Rajoguna, I am in Jagradavastha now. So, this is what he says here. Sushupti tamoguna predominant, swapna sattvaguna is predominant. In Jagradavastha, Rajoguna is predominant. This is predominant only we are talking. Samyoga is means predominantly that guna is more manifesting. Artham. Next shloka. Now you see the beauty of this shloka. How this kartrutvam comes, how the bhoktrutvam comes, how abhimana comes, where it comes, nahankara it comes, why it comes, and because of sattvadi guna samyoga. Association with the three gunas. Now clear? All these are happening in seconds. But we are acting, all doing our, playing our roles, in a, this whole thing happens in seconds. Fraction of seconds. Next shloka. 105.
Vishayana manukulye. Vishayana manukulye. Sukhi dukhi viparyaye. Nukulye sukhi dukhi viparyaye. Sukham dukham chatad dharma. Sukham dukham chatad dharma. Sadanandasya natmanah. Sadanandasya natmanah.
Suddenly meter changes in this. Here in this shloka, this when this ahankara comes, kartrutvam bhoktrutvam comes, when the kartrutvam bhoktrutvam comes, the person, because of guna samyoga, a person gets affected by the sukha dukha. Now we are coming to the problem. Why sukha dukha comes another? Where we have started? From original consciousness we have started, borrowed the sentiency and lends the sentiency to the sense organs, and sense organs function through the sense, this golakam, and they see the objects, and aham vritti, mama vritti comes. Once aham mama comes, so sukha dukkha also will arise.
Sukha to body, dukkha to body, again sukha to the mind, dukkha to the mind comes. Once it comes, what happens? Aham sukhi, aham dukhi, he starts telling. Now he tells here in this shloka. See the meaning. The same antahkaranam alone we have to supply. The same antahkaranam alone. Vishayanam anukulye. Vishayana means objects. When the objects are favorable, anukulam means what? Favorable. Anukule sati. When the objects are favorable to me, when it is so hot, suddenly I went inside in the AC room, the current has gone. Eppadi irukum? Adhu viparyaye enna. Anukulyana functioning properly without any problem, AC is functioning. That is anukulam. Current pochi na, if AC is not functioning properly with some edo problem, technical problem irundana viparyayam. Not favorable, unfavorable in artham. When it is favorable, I am sukhi. Yes? So chill chill na, AC la when I sit, I am so come happy. Sukhi. The one who enjoys the sukha is called sukhi. The one who undergoes the pain, that he is called dukkhi, dukkha. So sukhi, dukkhi, because of favorable and unfavorable. Why this favorable, unfavorable happens? Because of whom? Vishaya, object. AC, the machine is the cause, that is vishaya. Clear? That vishaya, sometimes it is anukulam, many times it is ananukulam. Ananukulam anna viparyayam. Anything you take, anything, whatever we use, either car also, even your handbag, whatever you use, Suppose what the dress you are wearing, it is so comfortable and anukulam. Even slippers, adhi chollanum. Slippers correct size, if you get it, no, it is anukulam. If it is not, after buying, coming home only you come to know what is the problem in that. Then you will get dukkham. Next day itself you will get lot of burning sensation. Pain. That is, any shoes or chappal, if you don't get fit proper size, adhi mele problem unnu kadaiyadhu. That is the most problematic situation. Suppose you have to travel with that shoes. Eppadi irukum? Suddenly this is only what happens. Generally when people want to travel, they buy new chappal. And they wear the new chappal and they will get lot of pain and they have to travel. You see their problem, trouble. Then I have faced it many times. So same thing, when it is anukulam, I am having sukha. When it is not anukulam or unfavorable, it is dukkham. Same antahkaranam. Vishayanam anukulye sukhi bhavati, vishayanam viparyaye sati dukhi bhavati. Ahankara. So sukham dukham tatu dharmaha. The sukha and dukkha are whose dharma? Not vishaya dharma, not atma dharma, antakkaranasya dharmaha. So antakkarana means again mind. What is so comfortable for you is not comfortable to some other person. Yes? What is very, very unfavorable to other person, it is favorable to you. Many times. So the sukham and dukkham is not in the object and the tiriyarade. Clear? So if it is in the vishaya, that vishaya should give all the time dukkham, all the time sukham. For example, you like one music, one song, nice cassette you bought. Anything, whenever you buy newly, you enjoy. Book or foodstuff or any music cassette. First time it is nice. Even Rishikesh also. First time when you see the Ganga River, it is so nice, thrilling. Paathite irundhana enna irukum? Onnum kedaiyadhu. When I went to Kashmir, Amarnath, the whole range of Himalayas same. One day, 2 days, I was so thrilled. See, I have to do journey 15 days. And thrill, 15 days thrill irukuma. First day, very wonderful, I said. Beautiful, wonderful. Second day also, I said, very wonderful, beautiful. You know, fully so nice to see the nature. Third day, fourth day, no wonderful. Enna paathite irukkena, moonu naala paathite irukkena, enna periyadhu? Wonderful la illa. 15 naal varaikku enna irukum? Adhu da life la ellame. Any porul, any object you buy newly, kolanda velaiyaattu bomba vaangina maadhiri da. Vaangina udane adu apdiye vechittu nee kunthu kolanda. It will sleep with that doll. Baby, you don't leave 2 days, 3 days, it will sleep with that doll. After third, fourth day you see, தூக்கி போட்டுடும் அதே பொம்மை. This is what world, this is a fact, understand. This is with everything, even with the people, with the object, however it may be wonderful, beautiful, so sweet. After some time, போதும். That cassette வாங்கினது கூட ஞாபகம் இருக்காது. புக்கு வண்டர்ஃபுல் புக், வண்டர்ஃபுல் கான் ரீடிங். ஆஃப்டர் சம் டைம் அந்த புக்கு வீட்டில் எங்கே இருக்குன்னு தெரியாது. யோசிச்சு பாருங்க, இப்படி தானே நடந்தது நம்ம லைஃப்பில் எல்லாமே. பட் ஒன்ஸ் இந்த நியூ லைட் கம்ஸ், யூ சீ த பர்சன் பிகம் ரியல்லி வெரி மாதிரின்னு சொல்லுவேன் இல்லையா, அது அந்த பொருள் பார்த்தேன். அதுக்கப்புறம் ஒன்றும் இல்லை. இதுதான் உலகம், வேதாந்தம் எப்போ சொல்லியாச்சு. ஒன்றும் கிடையாது அப்ப உலகத்தில், நிசாரம் சம்சாரம் சொல்லியிருக்கா. சில பேருக்கு வேதாந்தம் படித்தாதான் தெரியும், சில பேருக்கு படிக்காமலே தெரிஞ்சு போயிடும். அதுதான் டிஃபரன்ஸ். ஓகே. விபர்யே அன்ஃபேவரபிள், துக்கி, ஐ ஃபீல் சேட். ஃபேவரபிள், ஐ ஃபீல் ஹாப்பி. தத் தர்மாக அந்த கரணஸ்ய தர்மாக, தத் மீன்ஸ் அந்த கரண, தத் தர்மாக சுக துக்க தர்மாக அந்தக்கரண தர்மாக ந சதானந்தஸ்ய ஆத்மனஹ. தீஸ் சுக்கா, திஸ் சுக்கா அண்ட் துக்கா The favorable and unfavorable, these dharmas, properties are not belong to Atma. Are not of the Atma. What type of Atma? Sadanandasya. That which is always Ananda Swarupam. Sadananda enna artha? Sada means always. Atmanaha. That which is always Ananda Swarupam. These sukha and dukkha are not of that Atma which is Sadanandaha. How you can call it as Sadananda? Another thing we have to understand. There is a difference between sukha and ananda. What is subtle difference? I will tell you. Sukha is that we get by a condition. Any conditional. Because of upadhi. In that condition, because of this, I am happy. Because of this, I am sad. That is conditional. Our sukha, dukkha are conditional. Whereas ananda is not conditional. It never depends on any vishaya or upadhi. Unconditional happiness is ananda. Conditional happiness is called sukha. This is called experiential pleasure. That is natural ananda. இது நிறைய பேருக்கு தெரியாது. What is the difference between நான் ஆனந்தமாக தானே இருக்கேன்? I am happy only now and now. What is the guarantee tomorrow you are to be happy? நான் நாளைக்கு கூட ஹாப்பியாக தான் இருப்பேன். சும்மா சொல்லுவா வெளியில், உள்ளக்குள்ள பயம். இந்த ஹாப்பினஸ் போயிடுமேமோ போயிடுமேமோன்னு பயம், இன்செக்யூர். ஸோ த பர்சன் ஆல்வேஸ் ஸோ ஆனந்தா மீன்ஸ் நான் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஷியல் பிளஷர் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆனந்தா. சுக்கம் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஷியல் பிளஷர்ஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் சுக்கம். தட் ஈஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஸோ நவ் இன் தி ஸ்லோகா வாட் ஃபைனலி வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், தி சூக்ம சரீர அந்தக்கரண அலோன் பாப்புலர்லி நோன் ஆஸ் ஜீவாத்மா. ஃபார் அஜ்ஞானி this sukshma sharira may alone is called jivatma, therefore he does tarpanam. So in the sukshma shariram ahankarame antakkaraname jivatmava nenichi adikaha tarpanam ella panuva shraddha karma ella. But according to wise people, this jivatma is called reflected consciousness, nothing but paramatma. Therefore according to Vedanta, for a jnani there is no tarpanam for jivatma. Puriyudha? ஸோ சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் ஆர் ஜீவாத்மா கர்மகாண்ட ஸ்ராத்த தர்ப்பணம் எல்லாம் ஃபார் அஜ்ஞானி, பிகாஸ் அஜ்ஞானி டேக்ஸ் தி சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் ஆர் ஜீவாத்மா. ஸோ வாட் திஸ் இட் ட்ராவல், வாட் ஹூ ட்ராவல்? ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் ட்ராவலிங். ஹூ இஸ் ஜீவாத்மா? சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் இஸ் ட்ராவலிங். தேர் ஃபோர் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் இஸ் ஹேவிங் தர்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் ஹங்கர், தேர் ஃபோர் டு ஸ்ராத்த கர்மா. As long as you have that ignorance, you have to do Shraddha Karma, Tarpanam, Pandita, Ahanam. Once you understand the Sukshma Sariram is not Jivatma, Jivatma alone is Paramatma, because of this total Upadhi, individual Upadhi only Vedham, but Atma is same, if that Jnanam comes, in Jnana Kanda, there is no Tarpanam for Jivatma. How can you do this Tarpanam for Jivatma? Who is none other than? பரமாத்மா. தப்பு இல்லையோ? உபசாரமா அபசாரமா? அபசாரம். தேர்ஃபோர் கர்மகாண்டா ஆல் டாக்ஸ் ஃபார் ஜீவாத்மா ஃபார் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் ஃபார் அஜ்ஞானி சேக். தட்ஸ் வை ஜ்ஞானி ஈஸ் பியாண்ட் கர்மகாண்டா. புரியுறத? கர்மகாண்டில் வந்து யூ ஹாவ் டு கம் அவுட் என்ன, ஜீவாத்மா ஈஸ் பரமாத்மா, யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். திஸ் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் ஜ்ஞானி அண்ட் அஜ்ஞானி. புரியுறதா? இதுதான் நிறைய பேருக்கு சந்தேகம். ஜீவாத்மா ட்ராவலிங், எங்கே போவோம், எத்தனை நாள் போவோம், என்ன ட்ராவல் பண்ணோம்? உபநிஷத்துனா வேதாந்த கர்மகாண்ட டாக்ஸ் எலாபரேட்லி அபவுட் திஸ் ஜீவா ட்ராவல், பிகாஸ் இவனுக்காக பேசிதான் ஆகணுமே. அஜ்ஞானி ஒருத்தன் இருக்கானே பாவம், அவனுக்காக கர்மகாண்ட டாக்ஸ் எலாபரேட்லி. அது எல்லாம் பண்ணி வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் ஆல் ஸ்ரார்த்த கர்மா தர்ப்பணம் கர்மகாண்ட பண்ணி 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 ஒன் டே ஹி கம்ஸ் வெஸ்டட் வித் தட் ஹோல் கர்மகாண்ட. போதுமப்பா இந்த சொல்லி வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் வா. தென் வேதாந்த கர்ம ஜானகாண்ட கால்ஸ் தட் பர்சன், சி யூ ஹவ் நாட் காட் த ஃபுல்ஃபில்மெண்ட் Therefore, try to understand that Jivatma is none other than Paramatma. You have to understand. The maturity should come one day. Otherwise, you will continue next birth. Next birth again, you have to go to Viveka Chudamani class. One day or other, you have to go to Viveka Chudamani class. You have to study Upanishads. Clear? Therefore, here, we have to understand that. So, any experiential pleasure is finite. Any non-experiential pleasure, that is ananda, is infinite. That is a sadananda. But on the sadananda, the next verse is going to explain. We'll read that shloka.
Atmarthatvena hi preyan. Tattvena hi preyan Vishayo nasvatah priyaha Svatayeva hi sarvesham Atma priyatamo yataha Priyatamo yataha Tat Atma Sadanandaha Nasya Dukkham Kadachana
Now Shankaracharya taking little diversion. He is talking about Sadananda. Why this Atma is called Sadananda? What is the reason? He gives Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava. Three reasons he gives here. In this verse, 106th verse, first he gives the logic, Yukti. Why this Atma, Aidi consciousness is called Sadanandaha? What is the reason? From 106th and 107th verse, 106th this sloka he talks about yukti, and in 107th verse he talks about pratyaksha anubhava by anumana pramanam, yukti pramanam and pratyaksha anubhava pramanam. Now we see this yukti pramanam, logical or first step of reasoning. It's very, very important. We'll see the meaning first. Atmarthatvena, because of Atma. Atmarthatvena, Vishayaha means object. Object means objects like house, money, car, any objects. People, all these are. Atmarthatvena, he is there. He means because of which reason. He means because of which reason. These objects like house, money, etc. all preyan bhavati. They become dear. Preyan means they become dear. Because of Atma alone, all these objects are become dear, priyam, dear to the person. Na svataha priyaha. Svataha, vishayaha is not priyam. Priyaha means here liking objects. No object is dear to me by itself. It swataha, it is not dear. Atmarthatvena priyaha. Because of Atma alone it is dear to me. Shankaracharya brings the Maitreya Brahmanam Brihadaranyakam Upanishad here. Yajnavalkya tells to Maitreya. Hey Maitreya, he tells, Nava are patyukkamaya pati priyam bhavati. Nava are jayai kamaya jaya priya bhavati.
ஆத்மனஸ்து காமாய ஜாயா பிரியா பவதி நவா அரே புத்திராணாம் காமாய புத்திரா பிரியா பவதி பவந்தி ஆத்மனஸ்து காமாய புத்திராக பிரியா பவந்தி. எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா அலோன், நத்திங் இஸ் டியர் அதர்வைஸ். ஃபஸ்ட்டு ஆத்மா இஸ் த மெயின் டியரெஸ்ட்னு, பிரியத்தமஹான், தென் ஓன்லி எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட், தென் ஓன்லி எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இன் த வேர்ல்ட், ஹி டெல்ஸ் டு த மைத்ரி. தென் ஹி கம்ஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட், ஆத்மா அரே திரஷ்டவியோ மந்தவியோ நிதித்தியாசித்தவியா, லேட்டர் கம்ஸ் பியூட்டிஃபுல் போர்ஷன் இன் தட் மைத்ரேயி பிராமணம் தட் ஹீ இஸ் கோட்டிங் ஹியர். ஸ்வதயேவ ஹி சர்வேஷாம் ஆத்மா பிரியதமஹ யதஹ, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் விச் ரீசன், ஸ்வதஹ ஏவ பை நேச்சுரலி ஃபார் எவ்ரி ஒன், ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் இஸ் டியர், ஐ லவ் மை செல்ஃப், தென் ஓன்லி ஐ லவ் எவ்ரி திங். எஸ், this is what we are going to see in the next class, what details Agnyavalkya gives really. We are telling, no, I love you, I love you, I love you, idilla really not true. Shastra talks really what you love anadhe dearest, what is anadhe Shastra tells, we'll see in the next class.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி, ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குரு